This is the Community Forum on AM 1440. It's time for the Holly Hill Health Hour with Jim Wilk. Talk live on WNPV by calling 215-855-8211, 215-723-2116, or toll free at 1-800-355-WNPV.
We are here. I am quarantined in my studio here. Nobody can get at me. Wait, there comes Daryl Berger. I don't know. Oh, boy. So what do you want to talk about today, folks? what can be possibly on your mind today that we can discuss? Lucky for you, and this just worked out nicely, to be honest with you. This week, next week, and kind of reverse things a little bit here. I'm supposed to have Dean Morris on from the fifth generation herbalist from Nature's Way talking about elderberry and things, and he's going to be on next week instead, and I'm supposed to have Dr. Cass on the next week, the following week, but he's going to be here today. And if anybody who's a fan of the show or a fan of the store knows Dr. Cass Ingram, he's written over 20 books. He's a nutritional physician and osteopath, and he's just one of the leading experts in the world of these wonderful wild medicinal spices out there. And so he's going to be on just a little bit. He's got some thoughts on what's going on out there. I know it's a lot. People are getting, you know, bombarded with information and what to do and things like that. And I just want to thank everybody who's come to the store in the last few days and this last week. Thanks for your trust in us. We appreciate that. It's been really busy there at the store. We still have many great products on the shelves that help bolster the immune system. It's been hectic. You know, it's been a lot of the companies are actually behind in some things, but we got plenty there. And, you know, we really appreciate people coming in and trusting us with their health, and it makes a big difference there. So we're going to talk about the immune system this week and next week with Dean Morris, and things that we can do. And Dr. Cass, he's just awesome. He's always doing shows at lectures at the store. I think this is the first year we're not having him at the store, and he's going to just, you know, tell you things that do. And so I want you to get your, you know, pencils and paper out there if people still use them, and jot some of these things down, because he puts out a lot of information there. And I'm not making any claims, but I'm sure he'll want to. He's a doc after all, so he'll tell you some things you can do to help yourselves, be strong out there. That's what you want to do. So he'll be on just a little bit. We got I think we're also going to have the demo today too, right? Roberto will be there demoing North American Urban Spice products there too. So she'll be there from 12 on. We'll see until people let her go, I guess. So she'll be there to answer a lot of questions following the show there. So, you know, please come by. We're open. We did have an event happening this week with Neil Levin. He's going to be on the show in two more weeks, I think the 27th. But he decided from Chicago it just wasn't worth the trip right now. So we're going to postpone that. He's really interesting too, so I feel bad that he's not going to be at the store. But he'll be on the show at the end of the month there, so he'll have some great information. Really very nice. He's like the national educator for Now Foods, which is like the number two company in the country there. And I've been to his lectures, and any type of vitamin question he can answer. You know, what type of B12 to take, what type of CoQ10 to take, the difference between vitamin C's and things. He'll just tremendous amount of knowledge there. So that'll be a good show too. So I encourage people to maybe call in or send some questions they want me to ask Neil Levin. So that's going to be the 27th, I believe. I don't have a calendar right in front of me, but I think it's the last Friday in March here. Got some sales going on. We got some spring sales going on in the Inquirer yesterday, and I think in the Reporter today. So you can check out 30 to 60% off on some of the great products at the store, on the Prevagen. You know, it's a great product. You know, Prevagen for the brain, I know everybody sees it on commercials and everything, and you see the pharmacist walking over to the customer in the pharmacy. I've never seen that before. I've never seen a pharmacist coming into the aisle to help somebody there. It's Prevagen, great for the brain. You're doing the taxes and everything. This is a good time to load up on some Prevagen. I think we got the best prices out there on that. The regular and the extra strength, really unique product. And we've carried it for, almost 10 years now. And it's still one of our top sellers in the store there as far as products go. So for the brain, it's just a memory focusing. Anybody from a teenager up into your 90s there can take this product. No contraindications, which I really like. A lot of people are on medication. Doesn't seem to be any kind of contraindication for this or drug interaction. So great product, Prevagen. That's on sale. And we got some Jarrow CoQ10 on sale, the Q-Absorb, Natural Factors, the EMIQ Bioactive Quercetin. Again, quercetin coming up the spring, guys. Start now. I don't want to hear it when the allergy season starts. This is the time to get loaded up on some good things to prepare for that. So quercetin is one of the best natural antihistamines out there. You find it on the skins of apples and grapes and things like that. It's very, very good for that. The extra C and all things like that. We got the Purely C from North American Urban Spice, who we're going to be on today. That's on sale too, 30% off. These are all suggested retail prices in the paper. You come in the store too. We have the 3-day sale going on March 13th to the 15th, extra 10% off. Already discounted prices on the entire line of North American Urban Spice. So that's going to be happy. We got these final price items going on. They got a lot of kids items too. So the oregano oil, a lot of people know how powerful it is, the wild oregano. And they do have a kids line too, which I was helping with some people yesterday. So oregano can be, pretty strong tasting, and the kids formulas are excellent. They use the cinnamon flavoring and things like that. So those are going on. Just a couple of items I thought that are not virus related that I thought I'd give you a little thing on that I came across I thought were interesting. I'm a big fan of walking. It's getting to be spring out. I'm so happy about, being able to get outside again and doing some activities out there. And these researchers at Duke University, they analyzed data from nearly 1,000 New Zealanders born in 72 to 73. And this is they were in really this long-term study. They're testing for a number of medical concerns at regular intervals in their life, different stages in their life. And the team found that those who walk slowly as 45-year-olds showed signs of rapid aging. When compared with their peers, it says the slow walkers, I guess that's the next series coming out on. The slow walkers lost more brain volume and had lower scores on tests of physical and mental capacity. And this was published in JAMA, in the Network Open issue of JAMA there. Interesting, right? So you want to get out. You want to do some good, strong walking there. Get some, get a little sweat going there. You don't even have to jog if you don't want to. Just get a little more pace in your walking. It can make a big difference. These are New Zealanders, right? They probably walk everywhere, right? But the article goes on to say about one factor in accelerated aging, they say, may be the smartphone in your hand. And this was a team at Oregon State, study team. Prolonged exposure to the blue light emitted by phones, computers, and other devices appears to damage brain cells. They said, at least in fruit flies. I've noticed that fruit flies are much dumber than they used to be. You can't even talk to them anymore. The team found that flies exposed to 12 hours of blue LED light showed brain damage and impairment in their ability to climb the walls of their enclosures. Which, if this thing keeps going on, this virus, that's what I'll be doing soon. So this was in the publication Aging and Mechanisms of Disease. So you and your flu flies, put those phones down and get out and do some walking out there, all right? Last little article, no harm in egg consumption. How you like that? A team of researchers from the Population Health Research Institute of McMaster University, This is like, I think that's Canada, if I remember, looked at three large, long-term, multinational studies and determined that there is no harm in consuming eggs, which I've been telling people for years. Moderate egg intake, which is about one egg per day in most people, does not increase the risk of cardiovascular disease or mortality, even if people have a history of cardiovascular disease or diabetes. They analyzed egg consumption of about 140,000 individuals from 21 countries, and 30,000 had vascular disease, according to the release. There was no association was found between egg intake and blood cholesterol, its components, or other risk factors. These results are robust and widely applicable to both healthy individuals and those with vascular disease. And that was found in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. So because I still hear that all the time, people are scared. Now, I think you should get those pasture-fed eggs. I think that the especially around other countries, I'm sure they do that. They're able to be outside in the pasture and eating little bugs and grubs off the floor and not getting fed in these coops and never get out to see the light of day or peck around there. So it's good to, spend an extra buck or two and get the good quality eggs. And I think they taste a lot better, too. I mean, I can tell the difference definitely there. Okay, I guess that's it for us. We're going to take a quick break. I got Dr. Cass on the phone here. He's going to come on, and we're going to learn something today. Be right back.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day.
You'll find Hempanol, along with P73 Wild Oregano Oil and a selection of other North American herb and spice products at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. March comes in like a lion at Holly Hill Health Foods with savings of up to 65% off on selected popular vitamin companies. Prepare now for tax season with Prevagen Brain Formula. As seen on TV, a bottle of 30 regular strength 10 milligram capsules is only $35.95 after in-store coupon. And a bottle of 30 extra strength 20 milligram capsules is only $45.45. That's 35 to 40% off after all discounts. More than 50 million Americans suffer from allergies. Get relief with Holly Hill's own brand of Aller-7. It's the most clinically studied natural allergy product on the market. Aller-7 promotes clear airway passages and normal breathing. Many times you'll feel relief the same day. A bottle of 90 tablets is only $24.69. That's 35% off. Discuss your health issues free of charge with Holly Hill's caring staff and learn more on our website, hollyhillvitamins.com. Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. All discounts are off MSRP.
WNPD, AM 1440.
All right, we have Dr. Cass Ingram. He's a nutritional physician, received his B.S. in biology and chemistry from the University of Northern Iowa, and a D.O. from the University of Osteopathic Medicine and Health Sciences in Des Moines, Iowa. He's written over 20 books, I think more than that, and is lectured all over this country and other countries and travels all the time and just keeps picking up new things and learning new things and let us know about it through his books and his lectures. And we really appreciate that. So we got a nice training from Dr. Cass the other day. And I don't know what he's going to talk about, but I'm telling you, just get your pens and pencils out and paper and, jot some of these things down. And we got some great books from North American Earth and Spice, some of Dr. Cass's books that we're going to be giving out with the products if you come by today, maybe over the weekend here. We'll do the whole thing. So, Dr. Cass, thanks so much for being on.
Great. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm doing good. I'm alive and well. The store is crazy as ever, and
your
products are one of the big things that we're giving out nonstop.
Yeah.
So I don't know
in case somebody might be a little skeptical.
Okay.
In 1918, they say 50 million people died. A lot of them dropped dead suddenly, right? Mm. The pandemic, right?
Right.
So there was one factory that was immunized against any flu, the factory workers, when they went home, they immunized their family members.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the cinnamon grinders. There was no OSHA then, was there?
No.
Nobody had to wear a mask.
Yeah.
They saturated, unwittingly, their tissues with those aromatic compounds. If anybody wanted a testimony, that's a good sort of ethnobotanical or historical factoid.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Cinnamon's pretty powerful stuff.
It's powerful. That means that it's a reasonable thing that somebody would go in and of course, you know, at Georgetown, we tested five spices, and those five were the most potent. Oregano was the first, and we tested the oils, not just the spices. Cornell tested the spices. We tested the oils.
Mm-hmm.
They were good. The spices alone were good. But when you extract the oils, they were like 100 times more powerful.
Hmm. Yeah.
Number one was oregano. Number two was wild sage. Number three was really up there was wild cinnamon. Not
right.
Wild cinnamon, cinnamon. And then cumin scored pretty good. And so what did it say? Cumin, cinnamon, oregano, bay leaf, and sage. Those were universal germicides.
Wow. Yeah, that's what people use.
And their mechanism of action is different depending on the pathogen. In the case, since it's big news right now, in the case of viruses, these have been found to dissolve the envelope and cause disintegration.
Right.
Basically, it's like throwing a hammer into a television. The television will implode.
Right.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
They implode and shatter.
Hmm.
I mean, no matter what we were doing, we could get some of these types of supplements and take them. I mean, who cares?
You've been traveling lately at all?
I went to Seattle in the hot zone.
You actually went into the hot zone?
Yes, I went in the midst of this, and I lectured to three or four health food stores.
Uh-huh.
You want to know what I did?
Yes.
Well, I the stupid mask. I hate them, but I took the mask and I put the Orega Shield. Beeswax oregano sustained release paste in there,
uh-huh.
and I sprayed it with this Orega spray.
Ah.
I'm not making any claims, anybody. I'm just telling what I did.
Right, right.
And then I took the oregano oil, super strength, and I pounded that.
Hmm.
I pounded that one really aggressively. I pounded the sinus spray up the schnozola.
Yeah, right.
I had a bunch of Oregamax. I took that. You know, I just had some with me.
Yeah, was it were the people open to it in that area there?
Well, they didn't like the idea of me spraying myself in the plane. But I'd rather be fumigated than have their swine flu or something.
It's better than the cologne that people use sometimes.
Yeah. And there's a lot of nasties that come out of these industrial farms, and you have the situation in China, and something filthy and nasty gets into humans, and it nasty brews and nasty to me. I don't want it nasty and on my body or in my body.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna smell like a pizza factory. I'd rather.
Well, let's get into that because we're always having new people on the show, and it's still good even if people have heard you before to reemphasize some of the things that you say. And I read your nice little book, The Health Benefits of Wild Oregano, a little 50-page book here that was awesome. So I read that again last night, and I'm always learning. Even though I've had you on 100 times and you've been to the store, it's always good to revisit these things.
Yeah.
So you talk about the in the beginning there how oregano oil, the Greeks used it in biblical times and the Babylonians and everything. And I think I found it really interesting that the word oregano means joy of the mountain or something. So go into what the Greeks did with this kind
of
stuff.
Well, they loved it because it kept them healthy, and if they had an epidemic, they could use it, or if they had a venomous bite or a snake bite, there were snakes there and scorpions and some bees or something, and and they could put it on, it would neutralize that. They had a virus or a cold or flu, they found it effective. They had a wound, it would reverse that. So, and to them, it was the delight of the mountains to have something they could pick. No, they used it a bit in food, but it kept that society strong and virile for so many decades or so many centuries.
Yeah.
Now, we can take advantage of it because you have actually the wild oregano, the same that the Greeks harvested from the mountaintops. You have it in your store.
Mm.
You have the wild oregano P73, regular strength, super strength, drops under the tongue, capsules, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, is that some kind of a powerful thing.
Now, what? Now you mentioned the word pizza, and I think people still out there, there's you got to explain the difference between what you find in cooking.
Pizza spice is irradiated, you know that, heavily irradiated, because, you know, they cut the pizza spice with weed. Now, not that kind of weed, people, but they cut it up with, like, leaves and grass to cut the price.
Ah.
And so it might only be 25% oregano by the time you buy the shaker. The wild oregano's in the mountains. You have to go pick it.
Yeah, it's all hand-picked, huh?
Pick that.
Yeah.
You know, they distill it into an oil. There's a difference, really. Mm-hmm. And then there's wild oregano and fake. There's a lot of Chinese fake oregano oil. It says synthetic oregano when you buy it from China. It comes in a drum that says synthetic, and people are marketing it as wild oregano oil. Beware. Beware of farm-raised and synthetic Chinese. Don't do that. Go to Holly Hill and get legitimate material.
Yeah, I was very taken aback at how vitamin and mineral dense the oregano is.
Isn't that something when
you
read that? It's growing just on rock, so when you take something like Oregamax, which is the crude herb, or the Orego Wild, which is the pulverized, I don't know if you have that.
Yeah.
Then you get 10% by weight minerals. So if you had ate 10 pounds, which you couldn't, a whole pound would be mineral mass. It's ginormous. And you know what we found?
Yeah.
Ionic minerals are more effective than these big megadoses.
There you go.
See, so we tell people, get the Oregamax. Look, we had some people with bone density issues. They were osteoporotic. We gave them the Oregamax crude herb, also the Bone Act. Gave them two. Their bone density went from 78 and 80-year-olds back to 55.
Gee.
And we were seeing in an 84-year-old woman, I saw an 8% increase without calcium, without phosphorus, just with the crude herb like that. And there's good data for that, why that occurs. The polyphenols, really.
Yeah. And that's true, too. There's a lot of scientific studies. I mean, I think I was reading that even the FDA and the USDA has done studies on oregano for
things. Yeah, they have.
For
now, the FDA did their study saying they wanted to prove the oregano to be a fraud. And when they published the data in the Journal of Food Protection, they said, well, it actually works. We were not really right about this, and we think it should be turned into a drug that could be patented. So, you know, it's the wrong attitude, you know.
Yeah.
Look, if something's natural, leave it alone.
Yeah.
It never caused any fatality. When's the last time somebody died of a dose of, like, wild oregano under the tongue?
Yeah. Now, you would have been dead a long time ago, my friend, I tell you. Now, George, you said mention Georgetown University, and I was reading that they showed it was very antifungal, too.
Highly antifungal.
Yeah, so I guess they can use it in like as a food preservative in a way.
They could.
Yeah.
You could put some in the food and keep it dressed longer. You could use the Orega spray, or maybe put some drops in the sprayer and spray in the refrigerator, keep the food and the vegetables a little crisper longer.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's the wild oregano. That's the kingpin of the kings, and drops or capsules. Now, the next one is that oregabiotic. That's oregano, bay leaf, cumin. Remember we mentioned?
Yeah, that sometimes a blend is stronger than just single. Yeah.
Yeah, the blends we're finding are particularly powerful. But again, the oil of oregano, you can't get too much more powerful than that. And then you have also the ability to inject it in your sinuses.
Mm-hmm.
A sign you oregano.
Yeah, it comes in a little spray bottle there. Yeah,
and that just that burns, but it burns good.
Well, you know, let's and I don't know how much you can say, but you know, I've always known it to be antifungal. I mean, it's great. We'll maybe talk a little bit about topically too, how you can use that, but also antibacterial. We also mentioned too, but I guess people are concerned about viral things, and has it been shown to be a somewhat good product for antiviral type
of
things?
Well, we did that study, you know, and it's an in vitro one and a good one. It's the only one around, and in about 2 minutes, the oil of wild oregano in a super strength form destroyed the human coronavirus. I'm not making any claims.
Right.
I'm just saying what we did.
Yeah.
Destroyed the human coronavirus in 99.99% in like 2-3 minutes. That's not
bad. Now, there are a lot of coronaviruses. I mean, it's not, you obviously didn't test
not
it on
this, one
this particular one. Right, right. I just want people to be clear on that. Yeah,
yeah. It's not. Okay.
Yeah.
It's just not, and it's not. There's no claim on this radio show or by this health store,
right,
or anybody. But you should know the data.
Yeah.
Why not discuss it?
Yeah.
And
well, that's what I was saying. That's what people want to bolster their immune system, Doc. And I mean, your products. You got about 100 products, but they all kind of do.
Well,
they
let's
all
talk
bolster.
About the immune. Let's talk about that. You got your Purely C natural vitamin C from wild camu instead of the coronavirus tainted stuff that's coming out of China.
Yeah.
then that would be wonderful. Wild vitamin C, and you can take your citrus with it and have a teaspoon twice a day, or if you take the capsules, one or two capsules, two twice a day is better, but two a day is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You could take the black seed oil. My goodness, that's an immune potentiating adaptogen.
Mm-hmm.
Why not take a couple teaspoons a day, or a couple capsules, or three capsules, or four capsules?
Yeah, right.
Why not? It's a bronchodilator. You know that.
Yeah.
So then you've got your chaga. Chaga's an adaptogen, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
your
that.
Your chaga max, because it has the oregano and the birch bark, would be number one, or your chaga tea, maybe number two. Why not take the chaga? That you hear in China, they're using this now. Private doctors, you know.
Right.
And then you have your fatty salmon oil because, you know, vitamin A, did you know this? So you've got a bacteria or a virus on your mucous membrane, right?
Right.
Well, the body's not dumb, but if you don't feed it, it doesn't know what it can't do.
Right.
So the secretory IgA, we all know, is the marker.
Right.
And he comes out like a stamp, you know, like these machines that stamp things.
Right.
He comes and stamps on the bacteria or the virus. And now the white blood cell says, okay, you marked it. I'm coming to gobble him up.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
You know, you need vitamin A to make that.
Yeah, and people don't realize that, Doc. Most people don't get enough vitamin A. It's we're not talking about the beta carotene that are from carrots and stuff.
No, we're not.
Yeah. Yeah, people think of that as vitamin
about
A.
Food. Supplement vitamin A,
real A,
5,000 I use a day. That's about 12 eggs.
Right.
That's a good couple, three portions of liver.
Cod.
That's daily now.
Right, the liver.
Nobody's doing. That's two. It's a pound of butter. Who's gonna come on?
Yeah.
We don't get it.
Yeah, we don't do that.
There's only seven foods that have vitamin A anyway.
Yeah.
So then why don't take the Polar Power? Look, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying. We need to build up our vitamin A level to be powerful.
Right.
I have no fear. I don't like going in the middle of a super pandemic. I understand the issues because I could bring something. I understand that.
Right.
But if I was called by the government to go in to the cruise ship to fix it, I'm okay because I'm taking tons of this Polar Power, tons of Purely C, tons of the Oregabiotic, the Oregarest, the Super Strength Oil, the Oregamax. I take, and
you're the only person I would shake hands with. Now,
yeah, you could shake hands with me. I'm using the Orega Shield on my hands.
You're the only person, right?
Yeah.
I
probably wouldn't care. I don't even bother much shaking hands. I just like do it like a Japan man. Now there's also this elderberry with the elderberry with camu together.
Ah, yeah, camu. People don't know what camu is, Doc.
That's
Believe me.
Wild vitamin C from the Amazon.
There you go.
Then the corn stuff. You could add that, but see, we need to keep something straight. You got to take the wild oregano as your front line.
Right.
If somebody comes in, and says, I was sick, I was this, and you gave me seven things. But if they'll come in and say, the oregano protected me. Everybody yeah. else went down, but not me. I took my 5 drops twice a day or whatever.
Right.
And I took my Oregamax. And
right.
I used the spray, and I sprayed it around like we do here. And I used the sinus spray and burnt everything up. And, gee, right. my whole office was down, but not me.
It's good.
I was taking my black seed oil and right. all that type of thing.
It's know? A good time to use your money. You're not going to go into the movies now. You're not going out to eat. You're not you're not getting tickets to anything. So spend your money on your health.
They're talking about, let's move into the illegal topic, which is the
okay, sure.
We won't mention it by name.
No.
We know it's illegal, but we just mentioned the news. The news says 70 million people are going to get this miserable thing. Why don't you be one? No, 70%.
That's
why
bad.
Don't you be one of the 30% of the Americans that doesn't get it?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so if you take these things, how could you get anything?
Hmm.
Then you have the cinnamon. This is something new you have. This cinnamon, Ceylon cinnamon capsules.
Right, yes.
The Cinemax. Because in 1918, I told you the story of the sterilization effect. So why not? Look,
and
I'm taking all this stuff.
And the kids line is flavored with cinnamon, too.
There. Cinnamon is cinnamon oregano.
Yeah.
Kids drops and kids throw. Let me tell you something. I don't know where this thing's going to go. It kind of screwed up China. Now it's trying to come back. But I don't want to get the miserable thing.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take the fatty salmon oil. And I'm not that good at supplements, but these last 2 weeks I've been pounding it. I'm
yeah.
taking the vitamin C, Purely C. I'm taking a swig of the black seed oil. I'm taking the cinnamon maximum strength. I haven't been doing the elderberry, but I'm doing the oil, the oregaris, the sinu orega, the oregabiotic.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. I take the Chaga Max.
Now you do have a product called Oregaresp, R-E-S-P, and this is a respiratory type of an illness that's going on around outside.
Yeah, so all of the oreganos work for that.
Yeah.
The resp was one of the things we studied, and it was extremely effective in terms of the in vitro study.
Okay.
So was the oil. It was 1%, you know, maybe 10% different.
And the resp has what else in it there?
Resp is cumin, oregano, sage, and cinnamon.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
So that's a unique thing as well.
Sage is
so
a great
thing.
Yeah.
You know what? I take the oil, super strength. I always take that. I take the oregaresp or the oregabiotic, whichever I have at the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I use the spray, and then I use the sinus spray. That's your basic protocol.
Okay.
So I boost it up. For boosting, I boost with the vitamin C, whole food. The vitamin A and D, whole food, and I'm adding that wild chaga. The chaga is a powerful thing.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
want to be a powerhouse, you add that, and you know, on it goes from there. Black seed oil I mentioned.
Right.
So those are some exceptional things to do.
Yeah, I want to take a quick break, Doc, but I want to talk about also the oregano is also a powerful antioxidant too.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
so taking it every day, you might. Kind of look beautiful, more beautiful in the mirror.
You do, you're the Omar Sharif of.
Well, why not?
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with Doc. We'll talk about some other products from North American Herb and Spice and what you can do to keep yourself healthy this spring. Let's talk a little bit of allergies too when we get back. All right, be back in a minute.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day.
You'll find Hempanol, along with P73 Wild Oregano Oil and a selection of other North American herb and spice products at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. March comes in like a lion at Holly Hill Health Foods with savings of up to 65% off on selected popular vitamin companies. Prepare now for tax season with Prevagen Brain Formula. As seen on TV, a bottle of 30 regular strength 10 milligram capsules is only $35.95 after in-store coupon, and a bottle of 30 extra strength 20 milligram capsules is only $45.45. That's 35 to 40% off after all discounts. More than 50 million Americans suffer from allergies. Get relief with Holly Hill's own brand of Aller-7. It's the most clinically studied natural allergy product on the market. Aller-7 promotes clear airway passages and normal breathing. Many times you'll feel relief the same day. A bottle of 90 tablets is only $24.69. That's 35% off. Discuss your health issues free of charge with Holly Hill's caring staff and learn more on our website, hollyhillvitamins.com. Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. All discounts are off MSRP.
WNPV, AM 1440.
Okay. All right, guys. Remember, we have a 3-day sale going on today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Extra 10% off our already discounted prices on the entire line of North American herb and spice, the makers of the best oregano. Wow. I know, Doc. You come out here and buy some here. I'm telling you.
I should.
So, we got that going on. We got Roberta, our demo lady, coming about
Roberta,
12 o'clock.
The demo lady. She's over there. She'll fix you up.
She'll fix you up and answer a lot of questions and give you some samples of things. And we also got Dr. Cass's books to give also. So, please.
You've got a whole case of those books.
I know. I know. It kept me up all night. It was like it's Friday the 13th here.
So we could do a ton. We could do a lot of damage by just pumping ourselves up, getting off the sugar,
of course,
on the food,
right?
Fatty food. You know, I would stay away from pork too, because actually I never eat that anyway. But I've traced this virus to be another swine flu type thing. Some of the earliest victims in China were hog traders, and so they were doing. I don't know. They were heavily vaccinating the pigs there. Some kind of crazy thing happened. For anything to go like that and shut down a country, that's pretty serious stuff.
Sure, sure it is. It's it's also. And I don't want to miss talking a little bit about the seasons coming up. You know, I just warned people earlier that this is the time, if not too late, to really start bolstering yourself as for the allergies.
Well, I tell you what. What I found is they got to get that fungus out of the sinuses.
If you're a
sufferer with hay fever, allergies, rhinitis, sinusitis, usually the fungus is already there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So then when the mold counts go up, when growth occurs, so I would preemptively do the oil, the sinurega, and the regress maybe, and just clean out. Take your vitamin C from whole food and take, don't worry about the milligrams.
Yeah.
When you're in the bush, like a bear or a deer or something, I don't know what, a mink, or they don't sit there and calculate anything.
That's true.
So cut it out. Now, and the vitamin A, maybe we make an exception.
All
the
right.
data is pretty strong that you got to get a certain amount.
Okay.
But you don't need that much vitamin C, really. You know, the amount that you get in 3 grapefruits, 2 or 3, 4 lemons, we don't get that amount in natural sources.
Yeah.
If you're doing camu-camu, just 2 capsules a day, 1 capsule, a teaspoon, that's enough. In a certain situation like allergy or, inflammation or histamine, maybe you take twice a day.
Right.
That's enough.
Yeah. Well, that's a distinction in your line, and I'm more prone to being a fan of companies that use everything, the whole plant and everything, doing that. Your whole line is like that, yeah.
Yeah, I know, I do too. I like how it feels.
Right.
And that's that we have done too much mega vitamin dosing.
Mm-hmm.
We should get like all the data shows that, like, whole food sources are more effective, so you don't need the super high doses. We just have to change the thinking of the people a little bit.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
You know, they come in and want
5,000
IUs of thiamine because the doctor prescribed it, that type of thing.
Yeah.
Sure.
Right. That's true, Doc. That's true. You know,
some people can get neuropathy from high dose B6. You can have
nerve damage, right? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. You have to warn people about that. And I know what's got lost in a lot of this talk in the last few weeks is hemp. You know, where what we were talking about for the last year, couple of years, and all of a sudden it's taking its place.
I'm still using that hemp and all type PM. That's my way of getting it kind of.
Right, because you're under stress. People are under stress now, right?
I use it for stress and also for just going to sleep. Not that I'm worried, but I'm kind of an insomniac, I guess, and maybe it is worry. I got it from my mother, and I take 3 or 4 of those. I take a high dose, and boom. In fact, I got up at 3 in the morning and came to work because I got such a deep sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't need any more sleep. I like that, actually.
Yeah.
And that's from the hempanol PM.
Yeah, explain about hempanol. Why is it a little different than some of the other?
There's a lot of hemp, you know, and a lot of choices, but hempanol PM is only the raw supercritical out of the hopper. So you get the raw hemp. You don't try to make a CBD. It's just a whole foods, everything CBD, terpenes, waxes, resins. There's no processing, just this muck. Then you can melt the muck into olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have your hempanol, the raw hemp extract drops.
Right.
Capsules. But I like the PM because it's got the hops, which is in the same family as hemp.
Mm-hmm.
It has chamomile, and it puts me to sleep. I take a little of this hempanol CF calm and focus. I don't need much. I'm pretty calm anyway. But
yeah, well. He is, folks.
Strongly calm.
And, I love to go hiking, and it's at, I'm just, can't wait till the weather changes.
Yeah.
So,
Ticks,
yes, my friend.
Are you taking your 80 drops? I mean, you want to drive them away, your 80 drops of oregano twice a day.
Oh, my goodness.
They won't like you.
Yeah.
They won't like your blood.
Yeah, I mean, you wrote a, was it 2 books on Lyme or just a?
One major book on it.
Yeah.
And also I tell everybody.
Oh, you had it twice. That's where the 2 comes in. You had it twice.
Yeah. But I would have the juice of oregano. I would take them, and I would use the spray.
Yeah, that to protect X, yep. I think it was it's called.
Pretty powerful.
Yeah.
You know, you're a hiker, so are you going to have, like, shorts and stuff?
Yeah, unfortunately.
You can really spray the exposed parts really well. The shorts, you should put a rubber band, but that's kind of damaged in the lymphatics. But they can crawl up the shorts, right? Most of us are putting socks over the pant leg.
Yeah.
And then spraying it all with this Protect X.
Hmm.
And then we're good.
Yeah. Folks, we got, North American Urban Spice, they're just known for their educational materials. And we have a tremendous amount of literature on all of their products, which I really commend you guys for. In fact, we have a little cheat sheet of the many ways to use oregano P73, which is their patented form there. Everything in the world, there's about 100 different things that you can do with this product.
I know.
Yeah.
And I just think that everybody these days should take that oregano oil. I don't see any choice. You need to do that super strength. You need to do that.
Right.
The regular.
Well, that's a question I get a lot, Doc, is the difference between your regular.
300% stronger, my friend.
It's more concentrated. Is that the thing?
Yeah, more oregano, less olive oil. That's all.
Okay.
You know,
and you have the capsules and you have the liquid, and I always get that question as well.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, now here's what I'm going to quote. I'm telling you what I'm doing. I take the oil, I take oregabiotic/oregarest, they're both multiple spice. I take the H2 orega, a little bit of that every other day. That's that powerhouse oxygen spruce thing.
Right, the spruce tree, right? That's another whole.
You can't take too. That's so good. You take it once or twice a week, it's good. Such a powerhouse. And if you're down in the count, you got to take it.
Yeah, you know, we got about 2 minutes left, 2 or 3 minutes left, but I want to talk a little bit about your spices, because that's a whole other thing that you guys got into in the past year or two.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You mean the turmeric and the...
Well, no, the spruce thing that you're talking about.
Oh, that spruce.
Yeah.
The spruce I got into because I took it and I felt like a trillion dollars the next day. I said, this is something kind of crazy. I just chewed it off the tree. And so I ended up saying, all right, North American, you got to have, help me out here. And they said, ah, come on, doctor, another thing. So I put out my own company called Purely Wild, and it's got the spruce alive and the pine alive. So those are the resins. So I don't care what you got. You got to have it.
Yeah.
And then especially skin diseases and especially skin healing and tissue healing. And
yeah, this is the kind of thing that the indigenous people used, right?
They did. The indigenous people said it worked for cancer and skin diseases, psoriasis. We got to listen to them. Now then North American put out this O2 Rega, which is the spruce, the pine, and oregano juice.
Right,
so
right.
Look at that.
Yeah.
And then finally, I want to tell you what I do. Oil of oregano, Regabiotics / Regarest, Cyanu Orega, Purely C, Polar Power, Cinemax, what else? Those are the main things I do.
Yeah, you're a walking cupboard, I'm telling you.
Yeah, black seed oil.
Yeah.
If you do those things, you're good to go.
All right, Doc.
I do the wild oregano honey, too, by the way.
Yeah.
I ate a whole jar in the last 2 days.
All right. Well, all right, Doc. You know,
well, I'll close with one thing.
What?
There's two holy books. The Bible says take the oregano. I'm telling you.
Okay,
go
on. Take your
take
time.
The honey.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
You can combine
those
the two.
Take two things right from the divine scripture.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, Doc. All right, that was Dr. Cass. Abrupt as usual. he's too much. He's got a patient waiting, I think. All right, guys. So we got the deal going on. Roberto says going to be there, and we got a lot of books to give out too for people are interested in the oregano. Hopefully, we got another shipment coming in. The store is open, folks, and it's good. People are buying the zinc, and they're buying the Sovereign Silver, the silver products there, the antibacterial products, and a lot of good stuff that you can do just to keep your immune system up there. That's the trick. So even if you come down with something, you'll be able to fight it like a pro there, like a teenager. And, you know, exercise, really important. Doc said stay away from the junk food there. That lowers your immune system. I learned that to sheep some class, 30 years ago, that a teaspoon of sugar lowers your immune system about 4 or 5, 6 hours there. So be careful what you're eating and exercise and get some good night's sleep and things there. And yeah, wash your hands. That's important there too. And don't sneeze on anyone. All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us today. Appreciate it. And we'll see you next week with Nature's Way, Dean Morris. I think we're going to concentrate on elderberry a lot, too, because that's a great thing for the immune system also. It keeps the viruses from hanging in there. So is that it, Joe? We all set? We're gone. We got 10 seconds? 9, 8? We're going to blast off? We are. Look forward. We're working on trying to get a podcast going, too, at the store. So keep in check, hollyhillvitamins.com, and we'll see you soon. Thank you.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or sponsors of WMPV Lansdale.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison.
Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day.
You'll find Hempanol, along with P73 Wild Oregano Oil and a selection of other North American herb and spice products at Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. March comes in like a lion at Holly Hill Health Foods with savings of up to 65% off on selected popular vitamin companies. Prepare now for tax season with Prevagen Brain Formula. As seen on TV, a bottle of 30 regular strength 10 milligram capsules is only $35.95 after in-store coupon. And a bottle of 30 extra strength 20 milligram capsules is only $45.45. That's 35 to 40% off after all discounts. More than 50 million Americans suffer from allergies. Get relief with Holly Hill's own brand of Aller-7. It's the most clinically studied natural allergy product on the market. Aller-7 promotes clear airway passages and normal breathing. Many times you'll feel relief the same day. A bottle of 90 tablets is only $24.69. That's 35% off. Discuss your health issues free of charge with Holly Hill's caring staff and learn more on our website, hollyhillvitamins.com. Holly Hill Health Foods in the Montgomery Common Shopping Center, Route 63, North Wales. All discounts are off MSRP.